It's Bay 93.9. JT, Justin Timberlake, what goes around comes around. Maybe an appropriate one to start off Synchronicity for 2017. It is the Catch Up with Darryl and Tu, and joining us now, Chris Mackie with Synchronicity. Hello and welcome to 2017, Chris.
And hi, Terrell, and hi, Sue.
How are you, Chris? Did you pick that deliberately, that song?
No, I didn't.
That
and that's
well done,
why this all works out in weird sort of ways, and it does confuse me a little bit of the time. Now, you had a good break. You were overseas talking to your overseas publishers of your book.
Yes, I met up with a German and the English publishers of Synchronicity, so it was wonderful to connect with the people who'd worked with me on that project.
All right.
Now, being new to this segment,
yes,
I've got something to run by you. Is this Synchronicity?
Right.
Used to have, well, I still have, a sapphire ring that my dad gave me. Lost it. Gone. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Right.
This is years ago. It was gone for about, I would say, 5 to 6 years.
Okay, no doubt a real emotional connection
with
it.
Yeah, and your dad couldn't even tell him I'd lost it. Didn't even say to him I'd lost it because I felt so bad. So, week after he died, out in the garden with my husband, doing the gardening thing, and he throws a clump of compost up at me, to which I immediately went, "What's that about?" He said, "Look at it." And there was the ring sitting inside the compost.
Wow.
Is that not bizarre? Darryl, you look absolutely nonplussed.
No,
I find that.
No, but this is Synchronicity, and this is where it gets weird, because you go, what is the likelihood of that?
I know.
I mean, you know, the likelihood of actually anyone seeing it in a clump of something else.
Yep.
Could have just ended up in the garden and could have stayed there for literally 50 years.
Yep. We just happened to be composting the garden. So obviously, well, in theory, I've dropped it into the compost, but there's more to it, I think.
Well, there's such a remarkable coincidence with it being within a week of your father dying. And I wonder if that is something that often goes with synchronicity or extremely uncanny coincidences. It can seem extra meaningful. Like, it can give you a sense of connection with someone, and in this case, a sense of connection with your father who you just lost the week before.
Absolutely. You know, it happens a lot, whether it's a song that connects you to something. It's quite bizarre.
And this is why we have to ask the question, coincidence? Maybe not. Hey, if you have a story to tell us, 52299939, if you've got one of those, maybe it happened over the Christmas period because, well, a lot of things happen when you have a bit of extra time. When you allow something new into your world, these things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So please give us a call, 52299939. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more Synchronicity with Chris Mackie next. It's The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9. It is The Catch-Up with Darryl and Sue. We are talking Synchronicity with Chris Mackie. Chris, something interesting happened while you were overseas?
Yeah, I'll mention an example of synchronicity that came up. I was heading to London on a particular day, and I'd got a message from my website, my Synchronicity Unwrapped website. This person got in touch from London and said, "Look, I'm very interested in coincidences, and I'd like to tell you a couple of stories and relate to you, about that. Would that be okay?" And I said to him, "Actually," I was in Germany at the time. I said, "Actually, I'm flying to London later today." I sent him a message. I said, "Would you like to meet in London for a cup of coffee?" Which he didn't expect. Well, we met up and he had a couple of great stories. And one of his stories was he was a literature teacher. They're both at university and at school. And he mentioned that he'd studied this American writer called William Faulkner. And when he and his wife had travelled to America, they came across this old house of William Faulkner that they could visit. So I thought, I'd like to visit this fellow. I've read of his work. And he'd studied it about 40 years earlier. Now, when he went into this house, they actually went back because his wife needed to find a loo. So they went back into the house. And just when they went back in, sort of unexpectedly, they heard this voice of someone coming out saying, "By the way," he said to his friend, "I used to teach William Faulkner's literature to my students 40 years ago." And this fellow walked in and said, "I'm one of those students from 40 years ago." They met just at that point.
Yeah.
That makes you think that's a remarkable coincidence. Another example was when he heard that his daughter, Lucy, her name relates to light, the word light. And he thought, "I've always been, very interested in light." And he said, "Look, I wonder if there's something more to do with light and Lucy's birth." He said, "Look, I wonder the time of birth that she had that day. I've got the old newspaper from when she was born, like 20 years earlier." And he looked up that newspaper and she was born to the minute of dawn on that day.
You're kidding.
And he thought that might occur. He just had the feeling, I'll go back and look at this 20-year-old newspaper kind of thing. And it makes you wonder about order in the world. Mm. Actually, I'll mention a very brief final example. He'd thought of leaving his job at a university and he was thinking of doing something else. He'd looked for a job for quite some time, was feeling frustrated. One time he virtually threw down a newspaper in frustration, not having found any university job he was after. And it opened up at this page of ads. One was for a secondary school teacher in literature. And he thought, wait a minute, this is odd. The page just opened at that ad. Maybe I'm meant to work in a secondary school. He followed up. He taught literature in secondary school. He loved it. He followed that through for 7 years, some of his favourite time in his career. And that's an example of sometimes where we follow our intuition around coincidences. We feel it's guiding us to something that's meant to be. Mm. So just a few extra examples. Yeah.
Do you still go up for synchronicity? Yeah, of course. Mm. Or do you have moments where you go, oh, wow, that's strange?
Look, when it boils down to it, to me, the thing that really ties in with synchronicity is when you get a feeling almost like the hairs stand on end, or you've been looking for some kind of answer or sign, or you've got a question in mind and then suddenly something comes up when you've already been thinking about it. That to me is more the fuller form of synchronicity. Sometimes coincidences happen. You think, oh, that's kind of interesting, but I'm not sure what to make of that. But there are other times that it just seems so profound, so relevant to our life at the time, and it sort of points us in a direction we're going in, or I say it sounds like a tick from the universe that we're on the right track.
Yep.
It happens more at times like that. So what I'm on about is encouraging people to follow their deep intuition and be open to maybe there is a bit more of a pattern or order to the universe. And sometimes being open to that, we can use that as a bit of an intuitive guide, along with our other good rational ways of making decisions. It's an additional way of making sense of things and guiding us, I think.
And God knows anything that can help me make sense of what's going on around here half the time would be a wonderful thing.
Don't look at me when you say that.
No, I don't mean you, but Chris Mackey, wonderful to have you back for 2017. And of course, if you've got a story that you think may be synchronicity, join us here on The Catch Up and share it with us. Chris, we'll catch you again next week.
Thanks much, Chris. Daryl, and thanks, Sue. And it's the second and fourth Tuesday at this stage, so it's probably a few weeks' time. Yep. Okay, excellent.
Terrific.
Thank you.
It is The Catch Up here at Bay 93.9.